Hi. I didn't know you were coming home for spring break. We haven't seen you since you left for school in the fall. You know, your father was quite angry that you decided to spend Christmas with your friends instead of with us. Did he know you were planning on being here this week? No? Well, he's going to miss out. He's off on a trip for work, as usual. No, I don't mind the company, I suppose. I always hated being alone anyway. Although, I guess I'm never really alone anymore. I hope you don't mind taking care of your dear pregnant stepmother this week. Yeah, about 6 months along, just about, give or take. Yeah, your dad seemed just as surprised. But happy, of course. Yeah, it's a big change from the last time you saw me. Emphasis on the big. You like the big curves? Oh, thank you. No, I don't mind. Here, get close. I'll lift up my shirt a little bit. You can touch. Oh, your hands are warm. Yes, we found out it's a girl, your new half-sister. The doctor says she's very healthy, very strong heartbeat and all. He says your dad should be very proud. Whoa, wait, okay. You should keep your hands from wandering. I know it was weird between us the night before you left for school, but you shouldn't just slide your hand up to cut my breast like that. That's not okay, okay? It's not appropriate. I was trying to avoid this talk, but if you really need it spelled out for you, I'm still your stepmother, and you need to treat me like one. I was really hoping that when you came back, we could just put that event behind us and use this blessing as a new beginning for our family. So please, please just behave yourself from now on, okay? Please? Okay, I think, are you hungry? I think I can heat up some left. Look. That last time, it was a mistake. It shouldn't have happened. I'm sorry. I know I'm a lot closer in age to you than I am to your father, but I'm still his wife, and I'm carrying his child. So I can't have you. I can't do this again. I can't. What? Am I wet? No, I'm not. I mean, no, I'm not. Well, it's just being pregnant. It does things to your sex drive and your dad? Well, you know how busy he is with work. And ever since my baby bump started showing, he seems, well, even less interested in. I mean, I don't blame him. Look at me. I'm so. You think I look sexy? Even with my tummy all like this? And my tits out of control? You actually find yourself even more turned on by my pregnant body? I mean, thank you, I suppose. I've been so self-conscious for the past few months. I suppose it's nice to feel a little attractive for once, a little wanted. Okay, I'll sit on the couch. I am feeling a little. What are you doing, you silly boy? Trying to slip off my leggings. Oh, you want to take care of me, like I told you to. Don't twist my words like that. That's not what I meant. God. It's been months since I felt a man between my legs, kissing my thighs. So long since I've been touched as a woman. And I've been so pent up. So fucking pent up. So fucking needy for attention. No one ever told me how much hornier you get when you're pregnant. How much more I fucking need to fucking come over and over. I suppose just this once, you can be a good boy and lick your stepmommy's pussy. Oh, yes. That's it. Start at the bottom. Fuck. And lick your way up to my clit. Use your fingers, honey. Yes. Slide them into your stepmommy's sopping, wet cunt. You can use more than one finger, baby. Yes. In and out. Just like that. Oh, God. Wrap your mouth around my clit. Oh, I love the feel of your wet tongue whipping against my fucking clit. Fuck. Oh, God, yes. Oh, what a good boy you are. Oh, what a good boy you are, eating out your stepmommy's spread open pussy. No, not a boy, a man. A man who knows how to please a woman. Oh, my. What an improvement from the last time. You've certainly learned a lot at school this year, haven't you? Have you been fucking a lot of girls at school? So naughty. What a naughty, naughty boy you are. What, honey? You think of me when you fuck them? You think of your dear stepmommy while you spread their legs open and split them apart with your cock? Fuck, that's so dirty. That's so naughty. Using their pussies to get off while thinking about sinking your dick into your stepmommy's cunt. Using their mouths as they come as cum dumps while you think about my soft lips on your cock. I didn't know you had such a lewd and nasty boy, so filthy. No, don't stop. Don't stop. Please don't stop. I need your filthiness on my clit. Your nastiness on my cunt. Your lewdness on top of me. Pressing me. Pressing me. Oh, I have spread my legs for you too. Open my hot, sweaty pussy for you. So you can give your stepmother what she needs. What she needs. Oh. Oh, I'm so close, honey. Keep eating my pussy. Yes, keep licking. Keep sucking. Keep fingering. Keep making me wet. Making me gush. Making me... Fuck. Feel me clench around your fingers. Oh, feel me bulge on your tongue. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Give me what I want. Oh, give me what I need. Give me. Oh, keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Oh, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Oh, oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, 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 honey. Oh, honey. Oh. Oh, oh. was so wrong. Oh, that was so bad. Oh, what we did was so wrong. But thank you. Stand up, honey. Yes, stand up. Well, you took care of your stepmommy. So stepmommy is going to take care of you. Don't worry. I may be pregnant, but I can still get on my knees. So drop those trousers, mister. Oh, my. Look at that hard cock. Did my pregnant body get your cock this hard? Then I suppose I should show you more. Let me take my clothes off. Look, baby. Your stepmother's all naked. Big tits and pregnant belly out in the open. Curvy hips and legs spread. On my knees, stroking your cock close and closer to my lips. Is this what you want, honey? Your stepmommy's lips wrapped around the head of your big hard cock. Do you remember the last time we did this? The night before you left for college? And you just come home after an evening out with your friends? I could smell the sweat on your body and the alcohol on your breath. Not that I was any better. Your father had stood me up for dinner to work late again, and I'd taken twice my usual amount of wine. And you were so sweet. You asked if I was okay, and I broke down in tears and told you that I suspected your father was cheating on me with his secretary. You comforted me. And in my loneliness and need, I seduced you. I let you touch me and kiss me and let you smell and taste me in my womanhood. I've always been attracted to you, and I know you've had a soft, innocent crush that's developed into a hard lust as you've grown into manhood. And I savored the attention you gave, the little teases that spurred your imagination, but left you unsated, always unsated, until that night. With my mouth, I unshackled your lust, and my pussy opened for you the pleasures you've desired for so long. You've thought about that night too, sweetie. Really, baby? You've thought about it every time you've touched yourself? Thought about your pretty stepmother on her knees, sucking your cock? Baby. You're pulling on my hair. You want me to take your cock deeper in my mouth? Okay. Sweetie, not so rough. You know I love to take you into my throat, but just a little gentler, okay? Oh, baby. You're making your stepmommy's mouth so sloppy with spit and pre-cum. Yeah? You like me like this, honey? You like it when I spit and pre-cum leaks from your stepmommy's mouth onto her pregnant tits and belly? Yes, baby. keep feeding mommy your cock. Paint her face sloppy with your pre-cum. Mm. Honey, don't come yet. Don't come yet. Mm-hmm. I need to use your cock for one more thing. Yeah, you know what I mean. I'm going to get on my hands and knees on the couch, and you're going to get behind me. And sweetie, you're going to make your stepmommy come on your cock. Yes, it's fine, I promise. I've told my doctor how my libido has been out of control for the past few months. He says it's normal for pregnant women to feel this way. And he said I'm healthy enough to engage in sexual relations. He didn't specify with my stepson, but besides, don't I look like an enticing sight, honey? Bent over the couch, my big tits full of milk, my pregnant belly hanging down, my legs and ass cheeks spread wide, jiggling and showing off my sopping wet cunt. Your stepmommy's hot, sopping wet, dripping cunt, just waiting, just begging to be filled with your cock. Hmm. You started this, honey. Now I need you to finish it. Mmm, that's it. Good boy. Get behind me. Let me reach for that cock. I'll guide you in. Mmm, yes. Right there, baby. Right into mommy's pussy. Now push it in. Mmm. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, yes. Mmm. Grab my hips and fuck me, honey. This is what you've been dreaming about for months, haven't you? Mm. Oh, so fuck me like you mean it. Pound your stepmommy's hot cunt. Make me take your cock. Oh, make me take your cock. Oh, fuck God. Your cock feels so good. It fits so perfectly in my pussy. So perfectly snug inside your stepmommy's pussy. I feel even tighter than last time. What a good boy you are for noticing. I've been doing my Kegels, exercising my pelvic muscles. It's supposed to help make childbearing easier. But it also makes my pussy tighter. It makes me able to clench around your cock. Nice and snug. And squeezing to pleasure you. Oh, yes, it feels good. It feels really good, doesn't it? Sliding in and out of my hot, pregnant pussy. I want you to feel real good. Yes, real good. Oh, you won't tell your father, will you? You won't tell your father you're fucking your stepmother's brains out while she's pregnant with this baby, right? Oh, of course you won't. Of course you won't. You're a good boy. A good boy who just wants to take care of his stepmommy's needs. A good boy who spreads his stepmommy's butt cheeks while he plows her from behind. Oh, God. Plows her from behind again and again and again. Oh, sweetie, I'm so fucking wet. I'm so close. I'm so close to coming. Yes, keep going faster. Faster. I'm so close. Faster. Oh, fuck. Baby, why are you slowing down? Fuck. Oh, I'm so close. I just need you to... Fuck, baby. Please. Let me come. Please. Not yet. Fuck. Until what? Until I admit? Honey, what are you talking about? Please, just let me come. I need to come. Oh, fuck your cock. No, please. Don't make me. Oh. commitment? No. Please. Oh, I'm so close. I'm so close. Sweetie. Oh, God. Okay, okay, okay. Yes. Yes. The baby inside me is... It's your baby. It's your baby. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, so good. You got on top of me and fucked me. Oh, God, you fucked me so hard. And you came inside me. Oh. And then you bent me over and came inside of me. And then I rode your cock and you came inside me. All those years of masturbating to me, dreaming about me, and you finally came inside me. Again and again and again. And each time you emptied your balls, you flooded your stepmommy's cunt with your hot sticky seed. Oh, fuck yes, honey. I knew I was ovulating. I knew I was fertile. I knew it was risky to let you. But that's why I couldn't resist. That's why you couldn't resist. You could smell the sweetness of my heat and fertility. And I could smell your masculinity and manhood. Oh, sweetie, my pussy needed your cock. My womb needed your cum. And every time you filled me, and spilled into me, turned my hot cunt into a receptacle for your seed. My body wanted more and more and more and more. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. You're fucking me even harder. You're fucking me even harder. Oh, God, yes. I know it's yours. I know it's yours. The day after, I felt so guilty. I got your father drunk and fucked him. I made him come inside me. But it wasn't the same, honey. It wasn't the same. His semen was weak and watery. And he didn't shoot it very deep. And all I could think about as he gave me his cum is that he didn't know my fertile womb had already been seeded the night before. He didn't know my egg was already taken. Already claimed by his son. Already claimed by the thick, creamy loads of sperm you shot deep into my womb. My egg had no choice, no chance. Engulfed in a gallon of your strong, healthy sperm, all it took was one of your swimmers to bury inside my egg and make a baby inside me. Oh, fuck, baby. Do you even care that you cucked your own father? Cucked your own father and put a baby in your stepmother? Oh, honey, I think it just makes your cock even harder. Does it make your cock even harder to see how good you are at breeding your stepmother? Look at how well you've bred me. My full tits, my curvy body and ass. You bred and impregnated your own stepmommy, naughty boy. That's your child growing in my belly. Not just your stepsister, but your daughter, your love child. Yes, honey, your love child. Even as you pound me from behind, our baby is growing in my belly. And in a few months, your stepmother will be bearing your children. Does it turn you on to make your stepmother your breeding bitch? To make your stepmother bear your child? Oh, fuck yes, pound me harder. You won't tell him, right? You won't tell your father. It can be our little secret. Our little secret. The baby we made together. If you promise. Oh, fuck. If you promise to be a good boy and keep this a secret from your father, I'll make sure you're always taken care of when you're home. No more stealing my dirty panties to jerk off on, sweetie. You can have me whenever you want. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're thrusting so deep. You don't even need to say anything, honey. You don't need to say anything. Just push down on my shoulders, and I'll know to get on my knees. Touch my back from behind, and I'll know to bend over and hike up my skirt. Squeeze my thigh, and I'll spread my legs, pull aside my panties. Fuck, baby. I'll be your personal cum dump, your pregnant stepmommy, cum slut, fuck toy, whore. Oh, fuck. You promise, baby, you will. You will. Oh, yeah. Now seal your promise. Seal your promise with your cum. Seal your promise by splashing my cunt full of your cum. You own my pussy, baby. You filled it with your seed. You filled it with your child. Now mark it. Mark it as your property. Mark it as yours. No, no, I won't be letting your father inside me anymore. I'll make excuses. I'll be too tired. I'll have headaches. But whenever he's not looking, I'll be kneeling for your cock. I'll be bent over for your cock. I'll be spreading my legs for your cock. You'll fall asleep every night with my sloppy, cream-pied cunt riding and squeezing the last drops from your empty balls. And you'll be waking up every day with my head bobbing between your legs and your morning wood down my throat. Yes, baby. From now on, it's your cock I want. It's your cum I need. And you can breed me again and again. And make me bear your children. Let's see how long until your father figures out that his wife has turned into nothing more than his son's hot little breeding bitch. Oh, fuck, honey. You're making me gush so hard. Oh, fuck. Your cock feels so good. Oh, fuck your stepmommy, good and deep. So deep inside. Help yourself deep in your stepmommy's cum hole. Feel it stretch around you. Feel me squeeze your cock from all sides. Oh, fuck. Feel me clench and quiver on your cock. Yes, that's it. Yes, mommy's close too. Oh, empty those balls into me, baby. Oh, empty those fucking balls into my pregnant pussy. Empty those balls into me. Yes, yes. Oh, and make me come. Yes. Oh, oh.